Now, he hasn't been broken to anything.
Hadn't been broken. Well, let's see now. He's just, well, of course, we'd always just say he unbroken.
Uh-huh.
But I know there's other names for it, but
uh-huh.
We haven't specialized too much on horses in this country.
Uh-huh.
You see, we never have been in a real cowboy country.
Uh-huh.
While we have our cattle and our saddle horses.
Uh-huh.
My son and I have a good saddle horse now and keep her up all the time. Keep her in the lot all the time.
Uh-huh.
I mean in a little corral there.
Uh-huh.
Because we have cattle out there on the river. Sometimes we want to go across the river or go up and drive a bull in or a cow in.
Uh-huh.
And we want our saddle horse, we can get a hold of it.
Uh-huh.
If she was out, she'd be out with a cow.
Yeah.
So we just keep her up.
You'll get her to get them, huh?
Yeah. We keep her up and feed her all the year around. Take care of her. She's fat as she can be, but she's riding a lot. We know how where she is.
Hmm. Any special word for one of these black and white spotted ponies?
Oh.
The big spots.
Those spotted ones?
Uh-huh.
Now, of course, yeah, there is. In an early day, they were Indian ponies,
mm-hmm.
but they got away from that.
Is that an Appaloosa now?
Appaloosa, that's the right word, yeah. That's the word for the spotted one. And you know what the Palominos are?
Yeah. Oh, they're pretty, aren't they?
Oh, beautiful.
What are these golden ones with the black manes?
Oh, let me see. We have the, of course, in the workhorse. I know more about workhorses than
mm-hmm.
I do. You know, we have the draft
mm-hmm.
horses and the heavy breed, but that golden horse you're talking about, I don't remember what we call that.
Boy, oh boy, they've got one at the university. It's the most beautiful
mm-hmm.
one.
I know
it
that.
Shines like gold.
Yeah. I don't know what it'd be.
Any special word for a small jackass?
A small jackass is a burro or a mule.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know a mule is a breed.
Yeah.
I mean a half breed
mm-hmm.
between
yeah.
a
see,
horse
a mule,
and a jack.
There's a genet too, isn't there?
A genet is the female.
Uh-huh.
And she's the female of the jackass.
Uh-huh.
The mare and the horse and the... And then the mule is the half-breed between.
Uh-huh.
You see, when you breed a mare to a jack,
yeah.
or vice versa, a genet to a stallion, you
uh-huh.
get your mule.
Uh-huh.
And strange enough, a mule then will not reproduce.
Uh-huh.
Never
it's a strange thing, isn't it?
There's no reproduction.
I believe you have company.
Hey!
Yeah?
Did you hear somebody knocking? Come in!
We got no strangers out here.
Oh! Yeah, as though we might well... have it over with.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to come back. I don't mind your coming back, only it's trouble, I know that.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just a matter of time.
Because mm-hmm.
I've got so much time this summer, I've got so much I've got to do. And
mm-hmm.
Let's see, did you play a game with horseshoes?
Oh my goodness, I guess we did. Always. That was a big sport. Pitching dollar and pitching horseshoes.
Yeah.
The two sports. About all we could afford.
Oh, on a hog, what do you call those stiff hairs?
Bristle.
And the big teeth on the bar?
Tusk.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the sound made by a calf that's being weaned?
A calf?
Mm-hmm.
A calf, a cow moves, you know.
Yeah.
And a calf, bleats.
Mm-hmm. And how about the sound that a cow makes at feeding time?
The what now?
When it's feeding time and the cow makes that noise, meaning she's hungry?
Well, she's bellowing. No, I'll tell you, she's bellowing, the first word I use. In other words, she'll call her calf.
Uh-huh.
If a calf's over the hill,
uh-huh.
she'll bellow loud.
Uh-huh.
Call her calf, but when she's mooing, that last term there.
Uh-huh.
That's what we always call. I don't know if that's right or not.
How about a sound that a horse makes when he's hungry?
What is his name?
Mm-hmm.
And if he's called